The Carpet People by Terry Pratchett. Read by Richard Mitchley. Prologue. They called themselves the Munrungs. It meant the people, or the true human beings. It's what most people call themselves, to begin with. And then one day, the tribe meets some other people and gives them a name like the other people, or, if it's not been a good day, the enemy. If only they'd think up a name like some more true human beings, it'd save a lot of trouble later on. Not that the Munrungs were in any way primitive. Pismire said they had a rich native cultural inheritance. He meant stories. Pismire knew all the old stories, and many new ones, and used to tell them while the whole tribe listened enthralled and the night-time fires crumbled to ashes. Sometimes it seemed that even the mighty hares that grew outside the village stockade listened too. They seemed to crowd in closer. The oldest story was the shortest. He did not tell it often, but the tribe knew it by heart. It was a story told in many languages all over the carpet. "In the beginning," said Pismire, "there was nothing but endless flatness. Then came the carpet, which covered the flatness. It was young in those days. There was no dust among the hares. They were slim and straight, not bent and crusty like they are today. And the carpet was empty. Then came the dust, which fell upon the carpet, drifting among the hares, taking root in the deep shadows. More came, tumbling slowly and with silence among the waiting hares, until the dust was thick in the carpet. From the dust, the carpet wove us all. First came the little crawling creatures that make their dwellings in..."